This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.
Every time that gets me, it can only mean one thing. We kick off with a Derby fan show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Delighted to say this is the Derby County Takeover. And I am joined at Love Sport Towers with Simon Long, Rams writer. Simon, always a pleasure to have you. And guess what, my friend? Me and you, we get to speak every Monday. And sometimes it's not the best of results. We had to fester over losing to Nottingham Forest for 2 weeks because of that international break. But I think if you're going to lose to Forest and you're going to come back and beat a team, Preston, who are high-flying in the Championship, everyone wants to talk about, everyone wants to say, they are my tip, they are my dark horse. Well, guess what? Derby went and beat them 1-0, 3 points, clean sheet, fifth successive home win. Thank you, good night. Cheers, Martin Waghorn. Absolutely, Simon. Delighted with that one.
Oh, definitely. I could not be happier. And it wasn't just the result, but it was the manner of the result, the performance. We probably should have scored more. We did have enough chances to.
Don't get greedy, Simon.
I know, exactly. 3 points is 3 points at the end of the day. It's exactly what we needed. You know, we said last week when we were on the show, it would probably be a tight game, and it was. You know, so to come away with the victory and 3 points and the performance, happy days all round, really.
Yeah, happy days all round. We mentioned that international break and Philip Cocu saying, you know, we're really starting to find ourselves now. The players are finally getting the message I'm trying to get across to them. You know, I can see it slowly more in each game. And I think this was it. I think if we're going to, you know, we talk every week, every Monday about Derby. And I think when we look back at the end of the season, this may be a pivotal moment in Derby County season. Because we're talking about beating a team who are going brilliantly in the Championship, beating them 1-0, keeping a clean sheet. It feels like a watershed moment that Derby can kick on here. Am I fair in saying that, Simon?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you've just said it, really. That Cocu, you know, he's saying his players are starting to adapt to and become the team he wants to be. And we're actually seeing that now on the pitch. You know, we've seen him chop and change at the start of the season a lot, you know, and now we're starting to see maybe a normal, like, at least 9 or 10 regular players, a regular formation in this 4-4-2 diamond, and it's working. You know, the performances are now coming. You know, because I think at the start of the season we were getting results but not really performances. But now we're getting both. I know, obviously, away from home we're not. But at home, you know, our home form is ridiculous. It's 5 on a bounce, 4 clean sheets on the bounce. At the moment, Pride Park is becoming a fortress, you know. And that's step number one complete, is make sure Pride Park becomes a fortress. Now, it's about taking it away from home. You know, we saw a performance against Nottingham Forest. Yes, I think we were lucky to lose that. You know, but we still gave them a good game, and it was just one mistake, really. So that's what we've now got to do, is take this home performance and take it away from home and start getting points on the road, and then Derby are going to be on the way up.
Yeah, this is the thing, isn't it, Simon? Because, look, any football fan, all they care about is wins and points. You know, people look at the stats, they look at it on paper and go, oh, Derby got 3 points there. And look, that's the only thing we want here. But you said it, I've said it, it was the performance. And the manager said it. You know, sometimes we hear a manager speak and we think this is media speak, PR speak, like, oh, we were very good here. To give the team confidence, the players know that, you know, the manager knows that the players are listening and trying to get his message across. But he wasn't lying. He said it's starting to pay off. They're starting to get the message. It's working training. And let's be honest, not only because it was Preston and it was the fifth successive home win, but the manager said it also. He said this was the best 45 minutes from his team, you know. I think he's completely right. He's spot on. Would you agree, Simon?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we saw, I suppose, in the first 45 minutes against Huddersfield on opening day, what this team was capable of, but haven't really seen it at all this season. But Saturday, you know, especially in that first half, you know, the passing, the pace, the tempo, it was all there. It was everything that we've known Derby County can be. You know, the little cute passes, the hold-up play from Chris Martin. You know, Lawrence was like a man possessed. He was everywhere. Dwayne Holmes, another one that, you know, recently I think his performances haven't been the best, but, you know, he really came to the party. Christian Bielik, another one, you know, he's starting to show, yeah, okay, this guy is worth 10 million. Craig Forsyth coming back in at centre-back after over a year without playing a game was solid, you know, and the whole back four, just because of Craig Forsyth in there, looked totally more secure. But it wasn't just that. There was less passing between the centre-backs. We looked to be getting the ball forward quicker. You know, we looked to be getting in behind Preston. You know, and they couldn't handle us at times in the first half. And that, for me, is top class. And if we keep playing like this, at some point soon, someone's going to get a good hiding off Derby.
Well, this is it, because so many games in the Championship, you know, you play really well and you get a draw and you feel like it's really 2 points dropped there. Any points in this league, it is a tough league, it is wanted, but it's those kind of games that separate the teams who are 10th and 12th to the teams that are in the playoffs. Because in terms of quality and class, there's not much to separate most of the league. It's the ones that manage to go on and keep those clean sheets or don't let in two or three and take their chances. Yes, Derby could have had more on the weekend, but they are facing a Preston side who have been dismantling teams that were up there in the top two, and yet it was Alex Neil after the game who's saying, we lost all the battles, we lost the headers, we, you know, Derby were faster, they were sharper. And we know what Philip Cocu is saying. We know it now to be true, Simon, because he said, look, while we was 1-0 up here, we're finally executing the game plan, we've finally got here. Because normally after a period like this, whether it be 45 minutes or 60 minutes, we're drawing. And this is the difference here. We're going into that latter half of the second half, you know, the big important moments of the game, but we're winning.
Exactly. And that breeds confidence. You know, you said it there. It breeds confidence to go, okay, yeah, we've got this goal. You know, we know what we can do. Let's just go do it. And they did. You know, yeah, the second half, you know, obviously you expect Preston to come on to you. You know, they're not up in second place for no good reason. They're there because they've earned the right to be there. You know, yes, they don't concede many goals. They are defensively sound. So it was always going to be tough, but Derby stuck at it. And, you know, they basically nullified Preston, really, and stopped Preston really creating any chances. Yes, they had a bit of a scare in the second half when Preston got a disallowed goal. But I think from then, I think Derby woke up a bit and went, hang about, were the game still here? You know, and they kept it defensively tight. And again, we looked for more chances in the second half. We probably could have got another couple of goals in the second half. You know, I think Martin Waghorn missed one. Mm. And Tom Lawrence went close as well with an effort over the bar. So, yeah, I think that's what now. We've seen Derby in patches play well, but end up losing or drawing. But what we saw on Saturday was Derby play well for the first 45, then I think they had, it was like a, not complacency, but just taking the foot off the gas a bit. But then they went back on it again, and, you know, and they made sure of the result. And that's what you want to see as a fan.
Yeah, and it's interesting because they almost made Preston a side that were looking like they were the indifferent form trying to climb up the table. Let's not forget Derby beat a Preston side who were second in the table. But you mentioned Martin Waghorn there. You know, Derby having to make subs early in this game. I think it's another, you know, a yardage marker for Derby, not just to beat Preston and win this game. And, well, the biggest stats are the five home successive wins, the four clean sheets. But you're making changes and you're still getting the result. You know, you can rotate whether it's injury, suspensions, because the games do come thick and fast. But all the players on the same page, on message, still going at and carrying out that plan.
Exactly. And that's what you want. And that's what Cocu asked of his players. He did an interview for Derby County last week about his model and his methods and things like that. Very insightful. And this was part of it. He wants everybody reading off the same hymn sheet so he can bring in different players. And they already know what their job is. And we saw that. You know, that was plain to see at the weekend. You know, you have two substitutes in the first half, yet the players came on, no change, nothing. The game plan still stayed the same. And the players that came in still did the same job as the players went off. So you couldn't ask for much more. So it just goes to show the players are buying in. And for those that want to cock you out, I guess.
Yeah, crazy.
Need now, it may be starting to change their mind. Actually, he knows what he's doing. You know, there's a reason he's won trophies, you know, both as a player and a manager. And that's because he knows what he's doing and he knows some things take time. Just like, obviously, this take a bit of time, you know. What we know came in late, probably didn't get the transfers he wanted, but what he's done is starting now to turn this team around into the team he wants to manage and the team, and how he wants this team to play. And like I say, they're all buying into it now. They all know exactly what they've got to do.
Yeah, buying in, definitely the buzz phrase that me and you've been using. Simon, you know, it's so crazy. Look, we're all guilty of it at every clubs. We're all hypocrites, you know. We have a run or a spell where we don't win games and we go on a losing run, a barren run of wins. And we all question the tactics the manager, but it's so true. He's new to this league. He's new to this team. It will take time. You know, he has to get his message across. It's absolutely crazy. Now we're seeing it pay off. Fans don't have the patience anymore. Simon, just quickly, who else shone for you on the weekend?
That's a tough one. I've already mentioned Martin, Lawrence, Holmes, Bielik, Forsland.
Can't give you an easy ride, mate, just because you've had a victory.
I tell you what, I think Max Lowe, left back, that's probably the best game I've seen him play in a Derbyshire. He was everywhere. Defensively, he was sound, which I think, you know, people have questioned. But defensively on that left-hand side, he was absolutely top-notch. And then again, going forward, he always looked a threat. You know, and I think him and, you know, it was Bennett to start off with, they helped pin the right-hand side defenders down. And it worked a treat, you know. So Max Lowe, again, huge credit to him. Because I think, like I've just said, that was probably his best game I've seen in a Derbyshire. And he is another player that we've all seen, you know, have little bits of individual talent there, but actually he could be a good player. But now we're seeing it for a full game, you know. So hopefully now he can kick on and become this, you know, this decent youngster that we've all heard about and now we're starting to see.
Yeah, well, hopefully they can kick on in the next round of games because, Simon, we get to talk every Monday on the Derby County Fan Show on Love Sport Radio, but you have two games until then and you are in action tomorrow night. Down in London, you play Fulham away. Then you face another London side, QPR. Weirdly, Fulham and QPR just played each other Friday night. We get to talk about those two games next.
We've all got one and we're not afraid to put it on display. Our opinions, that is. Share yours now at Love Sport Radio on Twitter or call us 0208 70 20 558. Love Sport Radio, your fan station.
You are listening to the Derby County Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Delighted to say I'm still joined by Simon Long, Rams writer. We're talking everything where Derby are concerned and what success they are having at the minute. Five successive home league wins, four clean sheets in a row. They are flying high. Let me tell you, beating Preston 1-0 on the weekend. Preston, certainly no mugs this year. Many tipping them to go up. They face another one of her team tipped to go up. It is Fulham, who obviously just got relegated from the Premier League. Big game tomorrow night, Simon. How do you see this one going? Bit of bad news. Derby don't have the best of records when it comes to away league visits to London, having not won any of their past 11 league games in London.
That is a bit of a concern, to say the least, really. But, you know, we're going up against the Fulham side, who are pretty decent at home. But again, I mean, they're a team, obviously, everyone tipped to go straight back up, find themselves in fourth place, you know. But, you know, we know how tight the Championship is. And I think they are just starting to hit a little bit of form now. So, again, it's going to be another tough game. I don't know if Mitrovic is back. I know he was injured at the weekend or out of the weekend.
No, he's back. He should be back tomorrow. Back, yeah.
Yeah, so, obviously, the odds are stacked against us. But, you know, this could be a rejuvenated Derby County. You know, this could be now. We're coming off a win at home at the weekend. Can we take this momentum to Fulham? You know, and and try and get a victory. It's going to be a very tough ask. I mean, we tend to draw a lot at Fulham, to be honest, whenever we go to Craven Cottage. But I don't know. It is a tough ask to go there and try and get a win. But Hull did it a few weeks ago. Charlton managed to draw again. I think it was about four or five weeks ago as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're not unstoppable. You know, so we can. I think we can go there and at least get a point as a minimum, to be honest.
Yeah, they're not unstoppable. They've had their moments of indifference this season. You know, some odd, strange performances thrown in of what is so highly expected of them. But we mentioned the five home wins, the clean sheets, you know, how well it's going. How vital is it, Simon, that a little bit of this, you know, well most of it, transfers over into that away form if Derby really want to push on them? We know it's vital, but we're talking about really like Jekyll and Hyde, home and away league record at the minute for Derby in the Championship season. But there's no better than the home run at the minute and that momentum to carry that over to Fulham. Why not now? We're not just talking about a bad away record this season. Look, the last 11 league games that Derby have played away in London, they've lost.
Yeah, we have. I mean, the only sort of omen, I guess, is we've only lost one against the current top six at the moment this season. Mm. And that's against Nottingham Forest. I know we drew Leeds away, we drew West Brom at home, Swansea at home, you know. So coming up against Fulham, we tend to seem to like playing a big team, so maybe that goes in our favour and getting rid of this voodoo of not winning in London, not winning away since opening day. So I think we've got to take that home form and just believe we can. I think a lot of it, I think, is going to be self-belief. When it comes to a point where you're not winning away, it can almost seem as if, you know, you can go out there and go, oh, we're going away again, we're going to London, we're not going to do it. So I think we need a bit of self-belief and we need to back ourselves and think, man, you know what, we can take a game to Fulham. You know, we've just come off a good victory against a good Preston side and now we can take this to Craven Cottage.
Mm.
We go at them. I think we've got, you know, we know Fulham, we know what they're like. They're an attacking side. And I think if Derby can attack as well as we did at the weekend, I think we'll definitely cause them problems.
Yeah, we know Derby are a completely different beast now because obviously Koku's saying that they are starting to get the message. So that maybe, hopefully, will change the away form. But is it a mental thing, Simon? Because we're seeing it at home. Why can't they replicate that on their travels?
Yeah, I think it is possibly. Maybe they don't like travelling, who knows? But
who does?
like home comforts, I suppose.
I agree.
But no, I do think it could potentially be a mentality thing because you know what happens as it is in football. If you lose one game away from home, yes, it doesn't matter. But if you're not picking up points regularly away from home, it does, I think, start to test your mentality. But I think these players at Derby are now becoming stronger mentally and are actually believing in themselves, believing in Koku, believing in themselves and believing what Koku is telling them is actually going to work. So if they can take that to Craven Cottage tomorrow, believe that they can get something, then I think, you know, we shouldn't have any fear. We should just go there, play our game and try and go for the win, to be honest. Because I think it's going to be an open game tomorrow because, you know, that Fulham play quite open and expansive and Derby are now starting to do the same. So tomorrow, I'm guessing there's going to be quite a few goals in it, to be honest. That's my prediction. It's going to be quite a few goals.
Well, you know it's coming. Fulham have won back-to-back league games. Derby's last five reads like this, Simon. One, lost. One, lost. One. We're hoping it breaks the pattern tomorrow because if it's like that, it's not going to be good news. But there will be goals. What is your score prediction then?
I'm going to go 2-2. I'm going to go for a 2-2 draw.
Yeah, you'd be happy with a point. You know, look, Fulham are in fourth, you know, hotly tipped this year. We know the away form's not great, but it still keeps that momentum. You would take a point?
Yeah, definitely. I think most people would, you know, looking across social media, I think a lot of people would take a point tomorrow, to be honest. You know, and I know talking with my family that tomorrow a point, you know, I'd be quite happy with because, you know, Fulham are a decent side, you know, and especially, you know, they've got the top scorer in Mitrovic, and he's back tomorrow. So if we can keep him quiet and keep him, you know, as much as we can away from the goal, then, you know, I think the game's there for the taking. So definitely a point minimum. The optimism in me wants to say, yeah, we'll win 2-1. But I'm going to go for a 2-2 draw
Yeah, and obviously Fulham, they do have a wealth of options though. You know, out was Mitrovic, but in was Kamara, and he scored two goals. Then on Saturday, you play another London side, this time at home. We know how good the home form is at the minute. And regardless of how good that home form is, you play QPR, whose form is not good at all. They haven't won in five games. What a clash it is, because it is 11th versus 12th currently. QPR have no wins in five, and yet they have more league wins this season than Derby. But perfect time to be playing QPR, isn't it, Simon?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's spot on. I mean, they did start off quite well, to be honest. You know, they did look. They've got some top players in there, some good youngsters in there. Mm. You know, but again, it's when you get into that bad run of form, getting out of it is so hard. You know, so Derby have got, you know, especially with the good form we are at home. You know, I think I've definitely got us to win that on Saturday. I think we're definitely good enough to. And you know what I've actually seen is I actually feel we are good enough than what the league table says we are.
Yeah.
I think we're better than what the league table says, and I think now it's starting to come to fruition a bit. You know, so I think QPR, I think we comfortable 2-0 win at Pride Park. Another clean sheet, another 3 points, happy days.
Yeah, obviously, the league table, they say don't look at it until, you know, you get into that Christmas time and you get a real shape of it. Derby could be well up by then. It's interesting because QPR obviously play on Wednesday. They may get a win. They play Forest. So QPR play Forest and Derby play the two London sides, Fulham and QPR. Funny how it works out. But QPR get a result on Wednesday. They maybe take a bit of confidence into the game on the weekend. I know you're going for 2-0, but it doesn't change it for what is obviously Mark Warburton. He's a new man at the helm. It won't change that result for you on the weekend, Simon?
No, it won't. I mean, Warburton's got history at Forest, hasn't he? So he'll want to go there and he'll want to get the win. You know, it's simple as. And, you know, I mean, watching Forest, you know, especially when they played us, you know, they're quite defensive. You know, if Graben's not firing, they're not scoring, they're not winning. You know, so I think QPR may have a pretty decent chance, to be honest. Against Forest, especially with Mark Warburton, he'll want some, you know, he'll put one over his former club, I guess. So, but now I think, you know, they can beat Forest, have a bit of a yes, we've broken this form, but then come to Derby and Derby's still going to be tight at home. You know, we're still not going to concede, and we're going to get the 3 points.
Well, Simon, you expecting QPR to get a result over Nottingham Forest? I would have never expected that on a Derby County fan show. Simon, as always, getting to chat to you every Monday night is a real pleasure. I can't believe how quick the show has flown. Just shows you what happens when you do get 3 points. Always a pleasure there. Simon Long, Rams Right. Please check him out. Really good stuff from Derby. They play twice and we get to speak to him next Monday to talk about those games. Massive. Tomorrow night against Fulham, then QPR on the weekend. But up next is the European show, the Get European show on Love Sport Radio.
This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com.